do you just text when you're in the next room? What's easiest? Law of conservation. You do what's easiest every time. There's been no change in human history. No change. So you're going to have the same situation here. Your robot will become, in essence, your intermediary. Your robot will talk to your spouse. Your robot will be the one to bring your spouse breakfast in bed on her birthday. Your robot will be the one if your wife's tire gets blown to go out and fix it. Your robot will be the one doing all this stuff. Are you really going to live vicariously through your robot? That's just sick. Something else to consider. You have artificial intelligence. What about artificial stupidity? How do you guard against mistakes with computers? If it's programmed to think and learn in a specific manner, and there happens to be an error in the code or something that leads the computer to believe that doing something for its own self-interest is better than doing it for your self-interest, how do you stop it? Because it's in its own self-interest, its own preservation, its own self-interest to stop you from changing the program. Crusade 844-527-8723. You're listening to the Mike Church Show with your guest host, Junk Bond, Gregory Carpenter, today from the People's Democratic Republic of Northern Virginia. Unfortunately, enjoying a beautiful day here, meaning Congress is in session. Yes, that's right. They're up there stealing our liberties one picosecond at a time. Talking about artificial intelligence, but the question of artificial stupidity has already been realized. Google tried it, and their computer system came back and realized that the right answer was what? Was to destroy all humans. Sophia, the robot that was just given citizenship in Saudi Arabia, much to the fawning of all the princes and all the men in the room. No women were allowed in there. She told them that she should annihilate them. That would be the right answer. Another research project in Germany led the robot there to tell the researcher that, don't worry, I'll take care of you. I will put you in a human zoo and take care of you. You won't have to do anything. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in a human zoo. DC is a big enough zoo for me as it is. Why I want to go transfer from one zoo to another? Think about the implications of what these robots are telling us. Every time that we've tried to create an artificial intelligence machine learning system that handles big data, it's come to the same conclusion that humans should be destroyed. But yet we happily go skipping down this path of technology and increasing our abilities to what? To the point where we annihilate ourselves with these computers? Or haven't we thought that far in the future? Another interesting point. What about racism in robots? How do you eliminate artificial intelligence bias? It's built into the algorithms.